What's that lock screen?
What lock screen?
Oh, yours.
This one?
Yeah, what is that?
Gundam? Drawing from Twitter? What's wrong with that?
That's so cool, bro.
Beach volleyball and Haikyuu from Shonen Jump. Back with another... Thank you. Back with another riveting episode.
Tell me a joke.
Meat. Veggies. Put that in a soup. We're talking beef stew.
So in today's
veggies,
news, Chris hates Baby Yoda.
It's stupid.
He thought it was actual Yoda.
I did. I was like, does this take place so far in the past that I really can't care?
You know, Yoda was like
200.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's 200 years before anything relevant would happen.
Right.
So you like the world of Star Wars? Because I don't care that much about the world. I care more about the characters in the movies.
Yeah.
I bet you read the books too, didn't you? You dork.
No. I read some comic books, like the new Vader ones.
That has to do with Vader.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't read about, like, people who have nothing to do with the main cast, really.
Mm-mm.
See, that's why I don't care about The Mandalorian.
I think it's a cool story.
Is there one relevant character in it?
There's only two episodes out right now.
Yeah, but aren't they half hour apiece?
I think they're either that or an hour.
So, like, they're an hour to 2 hours in and there's no relevant characters?
Yeah.
Is it slow?
No. You should at least watch the first episode.
I'll probably watch the first episode.
Just give it a shot. Who knows? You might like it.
I don't like cowboys.
Maybe you won't like it then. I don't know.
Cowboys are boring.
It's kind of like a... It's got a cowboy feel to it. But you watch Solo and you like Solo. Right?
I haven't seen Solo.
Oh. I thought you said you saw it.
No. You saw it.
I could have swore you said you watched it and you said you liked it.
No.
Oh my god.
Didn't you watch it? You liked it.
Yeah.
See, I rewatched Rogue One and I liked it more watching it a second time. I still think the first half's slow and poop, but the second half when they get on the beach is really good. From there on out.
I thought the characters were meh.
Yeah, but I mean, that's how it goes with Star Wars. It's not the cream of the crop.
You're right. Star Wars isn't as great as everyone says it is.
It's not.
No.
That's okay.
There's not much left to do with it.
It doesn't need to be super complex though. I kind of like the simplicity.
Like if you had to write a Star Wars episode, what would be your first step?
My first step would be creating a small cast.
We'll be right back after these short messages.
And that's how I'd start mine. How would you start yours?
I think we should move on to the next topic.
Yeah, we talked about Star Wars a lot. Dude, I watched The Sound of Music yesterday.
On Disney Plus?
No, they had the DVD.
Oh.
But have you seen it?
No, but Caitlin really likes that movie.
Did you know it takes place in World War II?
No.
That's like a big part of the second half.
Does Hitler have his own musical scene?
No.
Oh.
I thought so, though. Because it's weird.
I'd be mildly interested.
It's a good movie. I like the music in it. You've had to have heard all the songs before.
I know the Sound of Music song.
The Sound of Music song.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
A deer.
Yeah.
A female deer. And then, what is it? Something in Roses and blah, blah, bleep, bleep, bleep. Ariana Grande did her version. These are a few of my favorite things.
I smell like cheese. Just got some hair. Thanks. I like it.
That's new hair. I just bought it with my credit card.
Because she has a lot of money.
She does have a lot of money. Yeah, I watched The Sound of Music. It was good. What's
Do you think she has any hobbies? Like, do you think she collects knickknacks?
From what I read, she's a very mean person, so probably
not. I believe it. Did you ever watch that donut video of her?
Mm-mm.
Where she licks the donut in that little donut shop and doesn't buy it?
No.
It's an actual thing that
happened. What an asshole thing to do if someone's so wealthy.
And she was with, like, a group of friends and were like, oh,
that's so cool, bro.
She just licked that donut and she's not going to buy it.
Wow. What a cool person, dude.
Yeah.
I've never, like, that's my favorite kind of musician.
Do you think that's why somebody bombed her concert?
No. I think that's why she's had so many ex-boyfriends, though.
I mean, people get pretty serious about their food, though.
I think, I don't know. I don't know where this is going.
What were you talking about?
We're going to move on from this one. So, yeah, Disney Plus. Is there anything on there that you didn't know about and you started watching yet? Or have you not gotten to
it? I watched a few of their documentaries.
I watched that High School Musical, the musical, by myself.
That's good detail to
dude,
add.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
They like swear and stuff. I think it's like PG-13. Yeah. It's odd. Because, like, it's so squeaky clean, like the original three movies.
But they swear.
Yeah. Does and, like,
make
the.
Make you uncomfortable?
Not on. Kinda.
Like,
I
what
guess.
Kind of swearing?
Just the mild ones, the hell, damn. No shits or fucks. But pretty much everything else. I think an ass was thrown in there, maybe. I don't
maybe
actually know no asses. Probably just dams. But.
Because Dragon Ball does that.
They've always done that.
Cable, though.
Yeah, they've always done that in Japanese, though. We just pussies here in America.
But now they do it here in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're on Adult Swim. Also, I didn't know Homeward Bound was a remake.
Like the 90s one?
Mm-hmm. Do you know there's some trigger warnings on some of the movies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that.
The outdated... cartoons. I feel like anyone who was actually going to watch those probably already knew about it. I don't think you're introducing kids to anything with this app, really.
No.
I think people who are getting this app have like specific ideas of what they want to watch.
Kate and I just ran into a thing where they have movies listed, but they're only clips.
So,
and then they say their movies will be on there later next year due to contracts.
Yeah, I watch. So a lot of these movies, like Rogue One, is now on there, but Episode 8 isn't going to be on there because they're in deal with Netflix. That's why Endgame's on there and Infinity War's not.
Yeah.
So yeah, they've already gotten these contracts because what they could have done is just waited until 2 years from now when all the contracts are void and just release it then. But I feel like they kind of want to just do it now. So yeah, I at first thought like, oh, so they're going to release shit by the month, which will piss me off. It's like you already have it. But I found out they've already got contracts with other places, so it's not really that big of a deal. That and other shit. Was there something you tried to watch that was gay?
Kate tried to watch Maleficent, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to be here till January. And then, or no, October of next year. And they already have it listed. It's like a year away. And then we tried to watch George of the Jungle. And that's not going to be here till January.
I've come across not all the Star Wars movies are on there. I don't think I'm going to keep my subscription after maybe a month or two. And I'll probably just re-download it when I want to watch everything over again.
Yeah, I'll probably cancel mine, but I have a source to get it for free.
For a year, yeah.
Yeah. Right now, I really like the original stuff they're putting out, but there's just not that much. Like, I think Netflix is still pretty much better than Disney Plus right now.
Yeah, I don't think either one of them are that great. Sorry,
making
a lot of noise.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Taking my shoes off.
Out of the streaming services, though, I think Netflix is still ahead of everyone.
I just don't watch that much on either one. Like, I don't find myself watching too much on streaming services. Like, if I want to watch the Star Wars movies, I'll get Disney Plus and then cancel it like a month later. Or same with the Marvel stuff. But like their Disney Channel shows, I just don't have any desire. Like, I was excited when I heard a bunch of these shows were coming, but I have no real desire to watch any of them.
I added Sweet Life of Zack and Cody to my watch list.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't care too much for On Deck. I don't know if that's even on there, though.
It is.
But also, I started Cheers on Netflix.
I did, too.
You watched Cheers?
Yeah.
I like it. Do you like it?
Yeah, I never even knew. Caitlin loves that show.
It's so good.
So we just sat down and started watching it. I was like, this is really cozy.
It is cozy. It's nice, too. It reminds me a lot of Roseanne in a weird way.
Yeah.
Like,
warm.
Just a fun place to be around. I wish Roseanne was on some streaming place. The Conners is on like Hulu, but I want to watch the older. I don't even like the new season of Roseanne when she was on it. I didn't care too much for that. I thought it was like, I don't know. Laugh tracks are old for me, and I care more about the story, and I just don't care too much for the story.
Was there not a laugh track in Cheers?
There is. I don't know if it's laugh track or live audience.
Probably a live audience.
Yeah.
I mean, you get those with every sitcom, but
the story's got to hook me, and I just don't get hooked by newer
Scrubs
sitcoms.
Doesn't have a laugh track.
Neither does The Office.
Yeah.
Yeah, not all. Well, I don't consider Scrubs a sitcom.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
What do you consider it then? A soap opera?
I don't consider Office a sitcom either. I feel like sitcoms have laugh tracks. I feel like they're like,
what is a sitcom?
I know they're technically sitcoms because they win awards for it.
Let's look up the definition of a sitcom. Keep going.
But I consider them almost like series. It's just weird to explain. Like comedy series and then sitcom, I feel like, is a different thing. Sitcoms, I don't think, rely too much on consistent storylines.
I just got an update on my phone that says thousands of hacked Disney Plus accounts are already for sale on hacking forums.
So what is the definition of sitcom?
Sorry. What defines a sitcom? A sitcom, short for situation comedy, is a genre of comedy centered on a fixed set of characters who carry over from episode to episode. Sitcoms can be contrasted with sketch comedy, where a trope may use new characters in each sketch, and stand-up comedy, where a comedian tells jokes and stories to an audience. Did that make sense?
Not really. It sounded like they were describing a sketch comedy show.
So it's short for situation comedy.
Yeah, okay, that makes more sense. I mean,
like Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, Seinfeld. But I don't know. I think when you don't have a laugh track, your story's more in the characters involved are more important. As to where sitcoms like, well, I think Cheers had a decent story. I like the fact that it's focused and they only have one set. But like Seinfeld, Fresh Prince, Friends, they're not bad. Like, I don't think it's a slight. I think you can do it well. Like the friend, like Friends and The Office, I feel like are equal. Like, I think they're both, like, I enjoy them both probably about the same amount. Sorry.
God.
I know, we're all getting sick. Everyone's getting sick. We're all dying.
Yeah.
What's your favorite sitcom?
That's a tough question.
Which one did you watch a lot in high school?
Scrubs and How I Met Your Mother.
Okay, How I Met Your Mother, but I don't count. Again, I think Scrubs is like The Office. Without a laugh track, they're more...
I didn't
also
watch...
My Name is Earl. I feel like those are maybe made by the same people, I feel.
No, he went on to do a show with Courtney Cox.
The director? Are you talking the...
The director.
Okay.
Not Zach Braff.
Yeah, that...
Fuck, what was it? It wasn't Weeds.
Was it Vice?
No. Courtney Cox.
Cougar Town.
Yes. That's what he went on to do.
That was a boring show.
Yeah.
He did a bad job.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zach Braff. Oh. Man.
What is it with Zach Braff and you?
So corny. He's like
corn, a corny dude.
He's like cornball and all his themes are in the fall.
Do you follow him on Twitter?
No. Man, I don't follow a lot of celebrities on Twitter.
He's very political.
Okay, celebrities in that. I don't follow a lot of like TV celebrities. No. I feel like TV celebrities and movie celebrities, I see too many ads from their pages. So I'm like, who's, if you've got a person running your Twitter, I don't care about your Twitter.
I think only celebrities I think are worth following are like stand-up comedians.
People who tell jokes, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind politics.
Like Chris D'Elia is pretty active on Twitter.
Like Chris Evans will tweet political stuff. I don't mind it because I know at least he's tweeting it. And if Zach Braff's doing the same thing, I mean, whatever. It's at least just, you know he's tweeting it.
It gets annoying.
But it's like,
I hate politics.
When you have a publicist doing your tweets for you, it's like, why am I'm not following your publicist. I'd rather follow you.
Their publicists probably have the account information and just can log in whenever they need to do some sort of promotion that they don't want to do.
Yeah. And that's why you get some celebrities who don't have publicists, but they never tweet, like Childish Gambino or Bo Burnham.
Does he have a publisher? Or a publicist?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, and because of that,
they just don't use Twitter.
Yeah, they don't tweet. I mean, I bet they both probably look at it every once in a while.
But Bo Burnham's even doing now
a movie. There's
another one.
He got cast in a movie. He's like acting in something. Yeah.
So he's ditched stand up for acting.
I don't think he's ditched. I think he can always come back if he wanted. He's not 50.
You think he's working on stuff still, or just
probably? Hmm. I bet he's always writing stuff and like. Maybe one day I'll become a bit. I don't know.
How long ago was it when...
What and Make Happy, I think we're 4 years apart.
But how long ago was Make Happy?
2016. About three years. Yeah, 3-4 years ago.
Wow.
I don't think he'll come out with another special in a minute. I think he's going into the movie stuff.
I wish I would have saw that in concert or in person.
I know somebody that did. Said it was really cool.
Yeah, I know you said... You said something about it when it came out, but we just never got around to getting tickets.
I imagine because he doesn't play that many places, it probably sells out quick. Same with Eric Andre. I tried to look into that, but it all sold out pretty fast.
Did you see that Instagram picture?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we talked
he
about
does that every concert, though. That's not a new thing.
You don't think anyone could get Me Too'd from that?
No. I mean, he's literally like, just cardboard cutouts at his shows of him pulling his pants down and him tucking his sack back.
Oh, he tucks it?
Yeah, he tucks it
he
back.
And just like swing around?
No, he gets on stage and does that, but also like when you're walking into, I've seen his post, well, can you walk in? It's a cardboard cutout of him doing that, so.
I guess Bobby Lee does that in his show too.
And he's got that bit, and then at the end of every show, I guess he takes a fan's phone and calls, or FaceTimes their mom and puts it on like a big thing.
Projector?
Yeah, couldn't think of the word.
What's your next topic, Chris? How much do you think we could charge people for a show?
What?
For the Beef Stew. If we started Beef Stew Plus.
I think we'd have to pay people to show up. Negative charges.
Pay people to watch our show.
Yeah. No, I don't. I think putting on a show like that, I mean, I've done a very mild version of it. It's very hard.
Putting on a show?
Yeah, it's a lot harder than doing this.
What did you do?
There's that stand-up thing.
That one stand-up you did?
Way harder than this.
Do you think you'll ever try doing that again?
Probably not.
Really?
There's a lot of vulnerability there, and you never know who your audience is.
Well, I mean, you did it out of high school, so...
Even if now, like, if I went to some bar or something, I feel like I would have no idea who was actually listening.
I mean, that's the point, though, isn't it? That makes it a little easier, I would think.
I don't think so.
It's less... You don't really get to care who's judging you.
I don't think it's a judgment thing. It's like, well, you're there to make people laugh, and if literally no one's laughing, you've wasted your time and embarrassed yourself.
In front of people you don't know.
Even if it's people you don't know, you still feel guilt. Like, do you not get embarrassed when you literally fell down and shoved your whole ass? And then,
I mean, I've moved on, obviously.
You've moved on. Yeah, I mean,
I was most concerned about my ankle. Were you embarrassed for me?
No, I'm saying, like, did you feel embarrassed when you were in public, like, that your whole ass was out?
No.
No?
No, I was more embarrassed that I fell, but...
So you're saying you wouldn't get embarrassed if you were around people you didn't know? That wouldn't embarrass you?
Not really.
I don't believe that. And have you ever been in the situation to be embarrassed by people you don't know?
Like as a public speaking kind of thing?
Or it? Yeah, well, I guess I think that.
The only
or
thing
like,
I could relate to would be like a class I took.
Or like, I don't know.
But that's where I'm getting graded on something and I know I'm being judged.
Well, think of this. Like if we're out, I don't know, in public. So, okay, here's an example. When we were at
I do shit all the time in public.
If we were at Gen Con and I fell down, I felt a little embarrassed. Like, obviously don't...
Oh, yeah, you fell down at Gen Con. I forgot about that.
Yeah, a guy left his bags and I was like looking forward because I didn't want to... It's partly his fault, but at the same time, I'm like, I'm glad it wasn't a kid that I smacked in front of.
He would have been in the paper.
Yeah. But, yeah, I was embarrassed. I didn't know those people. Looking like a fool. Doesn't matter really who I'm around.
I don't know. I guess in situations like that, you have a decision to either get embarrassed or face the truth and then move on with your life.
Like what if Caitlin was like, you got a small penis in front of a large group of people in like a mall in Kentucky?
I'd call her a liar and run away.
But you wouldn't be embarrassed. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how I would feel.
You'd probably feel embarrassed. Like, I feel like it doesn't always matter if you
like
know
what
people.
What is her way of presenting this information?
Like yelling at you or just making a scene.
She just yells, I have a small penis. This man has a small penis.
Yeah, that. Or she like starts busting down crying or doing some like odd shit.
If she started crying and it was something I couldn't control for someone else, yeah, I would get embarrassed.
Yeah.
But if it was on me, no.
Or like dumped the whole thing on your face. Like pooped your pants in public in a mall in Kentucky.
I don't know. I feel like I just don't give a shit what people think.
I never believe when people say that. And usually it's people like
you. But you've been around me in public. I've embarrassed myself plenty of times.
Not in mass. I've never seen you embarrass yourself
when,
for a mass
when
amount of people.
I fell and my ass was out in front of everyone. You don't think that was embarrassment to mass?
I don't think a lot of people were looking at you. I mean, there was like four or five people behind us, but that's what I'm saying. Imagine,
I mean, what
like,
would you want me to do? Spread my asshole in front of a audience or?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I feel like if there was like a bunch of people looking at you, like 100 or so, just staring at you before you fell and then fell and showed your butthole, I feel like you'd be embarrassed.
I guess there's only one way to find out.
I don't care what people think. I don't think there's anyone that's that cold to where they have no regard to what other people think.
It's situational, I think.
Yeah. But it's like stand-up would be very hard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because this I can talk about. Like, we can go on this kind of tangent. I couldn't do this in front of a stage, though.
Really?
You got to be funny the entire time. That's what I don't understand about these live podcasts. I don't get them.
Yeah.
I have no interest to go seeing someone do a podcast live.
I think the key to that is if you were ever to do a podcast live, you would have to make it interactional.
Yeah, but then you're making a show.
Yeah.
You're not, it's no longer a pod. Like,
I mean, that's what
the H3 show did. Like, literally, they sat down and talked for an hour
and showed movies or videos and stuff.
Like that. That's fun to watch at home. I don't get why you would want to go and sit somewhere specific.
I guess it would be different experiencing it in person, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think people bought the tickets so they can go see them live, yeah. Like just to see them in person.
And Post Malone showed up.
So. Yeah, but like, I feel like that's the only thing. And so if they did that routinely, I feel like they wouldn't get that much turnout every time. Everybody's getting sick. Something's going around just everywhere.
Well, I mean, we also work in a pretty enclosed environment with a lot of people.
Yeah, I hate that. They let me go home the other day.
Really?
Uh-huh. So they're like, we don't need you getting everybody else sick. It's like, I wish you had that mentality before I got sick.
Yeah.
But, hey, what can you do?
Well, I mean, that's why when you take sick days, they don't really ask questions.
They do.
Because, I mean, it spreads like the fucking plague.
They seem to ask questions when it's, like, inconvenient for them. Or inconvenient. I mean, like, if we were super busy and I called off sick, they'd have a problem. But if we were dead and I called off sick, they wouldn't care. And it's like, why would you, what changes there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now I'm going to get sick.
No, I'm not. I'm already getting over it. I'm coughing a little bit, but.
Are you on an antibiotic?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I woke up with some green boogers.
You probably are already sick from where you were.
Did you get your flu shot?
Yeah.
Me too. The first time in probably a decade.
I usually get it every year. The flu, it's not the flu. It's just a common cold. There's already people I know that had it like a week ago and they're over it. So.
Cool. Yes.
Wash your hands, you filthy animal.
But then my hands won't smell like shit.
You guys didn't put your Christmas tree up yet, did you?
Did you not see it out there?
No, I went straight in here.
What? Yeah, what is that about?
I came in here for business. That way we can get this done.
Are we not friends anymore, Chris?
And I can go home.
Is that what it is? We're just not friends anymore?
I'd really enjoy playing Call of Duty with you when I get home. And I have a lot of fun. When we were playing the other day.
Why you gotta like come into my house with such an attitude, though?
What?
You don't say hi to anyone.
Well, I mean,
you don't interact with the dogs.
I'd like to get it done and go.
Why is that? What happened to just hanging out like the good old days?
My time is finite.
I feel like we talk about this every fucking week.
Because you get salty about it. Because you want to have your cake and eat it too.
No, I just don't want you to. I don't want you to be upset about coming over here.
You want to have your cake. You want to be like, let's hang out. But at the same time, you don't want to budge on this. So,
budge?
Yeah, you don't budge at all, man. Like
what? Okay.
We miss a week and your head would explode.
Yeah.
Your nut would pop if we missed a week.
That's right.
So because of that, you got to pick and choose your battles.
I got to be professional, Chris.
Yeah. So.
My unpaid intern.
So you make your choice. But I will go,
Chris,
home.
I have changed so many things about this podcast and your benefit. And that's never enough.
It's not, though.
Yeah, all I ask is one episode a week. We went down from recording every week to twice a month. We changed it to Sunday, so you can get here and go do whatever else you want to do. What else can I change for you, Chris? What do you want me to do? What will make you happy again?
Not making it weekly.
You want it bi-weekly?
Dude, I seriously almost wanted to... Like,
what would be the difference then? We would still have to record so you want to record once a month?
You know, yeah, probably. And then I'd rather, like, I almost thought about today calling and asking, like, do you just want to play Call of Duty instead of record today? But I knew if I did that, I'd have to come back here on a weekday.
I mean, maybe we can work something out with Jack.
Because my thing is, like, dude, if you want him to be involved, you cannot push him like you're doing. Like, I know he's going to school and works too.
Oh no, I've already had that conversation with him.
He doesn't realize. There's no way he realizes. He's only done it once or twice.
Yeah.
How many episodes has he done?
Three.
He doesn't realize how bad it is. Like, he's also close, but he works more than I do.
Yeah.
He would get tired of it too.
Probably.
So.
What do I need to do? Start putting out cookies for you?
No, I mean, I really don't mind coming out here right now. But I come here and I want to go when I'm done. Because it's like a half hour to get here.
You don't want to go get some Fazoli's with your boy?
I wouldn't mind Fazoli's.
Make some pizza pie?
My thing is, though, what my plan would be when we're done is like...
I mean, I'll go to GameStop. I want to get a Mandalorian figure, so I'll go to GameStop with you.
You know, we could just play Call of Duty here. They do that split screen thing.
Is that fun, though?
Yeah, well, I used to do it.
I don't like split screen. We can try it.
Yeah. Or just play something else that we can play together.
You would have to sign into your account.
Oh, I just do guests and play with whatever random.
It didn't work that way.
Huh?
Because Avery did that with his roommate.
So it just...
You have to sign in because he was signed into Sean's account.
I think I'm already... I can sign in for mine. It wouldn't be a big deal.
Sign in to Avery's.
Huh?
You can sign into Avery's account.
Get him experience points. It doesn't
change
have to work
name.
For him.
Dude, that was weird. So we were playing COD with Avery, and the first time we played...
I don't believe that. Go ahead and continue with what you're saying.
No, I mean,
I don't believe
you
him.
Think he changed it himself?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That was weird.
Because why would they only do it to him?
I don't know.
Now, maybe my name changed, I would have shit a brick. And I've been like, we're turning the PS4 off. I'm getting off.
Somebody's.
That NordVPN.
Have you considered getting a VPN?
No, but if I was Avery and he's telling the truth, I would.
That was crazy.
Some Black Ops shit right there. With some government spying on you.
Yeah.
Fucking with you.
Do you remember what the name... So we were playing with him and his name just all of a sudden changed to...
I'll give him the credit if he did make it up.
It was quick.
I think it's a 50-50 chance he made it up, but because he's either clever, because it didn't read like something he would type.
He wouldn't have done that to himself. We should have asked him when he was drunk. And he was really accusing us, like, did you guys do this? Like, I don't know what's happening. And then he said he started freaking out.
My thing is, like, I'm not saying he's a liar, because I think he was doing it to be funny. So, I mean, like, whatever. It's not like...
It was funny.
I wouldn't be mad either way.
It was funny, but it was also weird.
It was weird. But if he's telling the truth, he needs to get that VPN block or something. If he's making a joke, it was pretty clever. Because, like, it straight up was, like, names I don't think he would have typed. But he would know that. He's not an idiot.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, bro. Yeah, he got really drunk and played with us.
Yeah.
I think he was already drunk, and then like we kind of convinced him to get on. Man, they were like, man, what is up with him? Like, I'm pretty sure he kept turning his mic back up. Like, he would turn it down to talk to us, but then like before would yell again, like would turn it back up. Were you telling him to do that?
No.
You were egging him on. You were like, what's the loudest you could scream?
I thought it was hilarious because I knew I could do.
I was getting annoyed. I'm like, man, turn your fucking mic down.
It wasn't loud to me.
Dude, it was. Well, did you not wear a headset?
No, I was wearing my headset, but all the audio in that thing that's not the game is so quiet.
Oh, so what did you prioritize? I prioritized the chat.
I don't know what. I got to mess with the settings or something, but.
Because he was so loud. I know he was. He was spiking my, like, mic.
Yeah, everyone was trying to get him to turn down his volume. I'm like, hey, Avery, how loud do you think you could scream right now?
And we were all like, no.
He knew he was going to go for it, too.
Because he's... Because he's Avery. Special boy.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Any more remarks about Disney Plus? Would you recommend it? How?
No, I would not.
You wouldn't recommend Disney
Plus? No, it's a small price because it's a small package. It's not worth anything. You get that free month 7 days if you want to watch anything, but other than that, who cares?
How much longer do you think until it's like a fully fledged streaming service? Because right now it's pretty bad.
I don't think it will. I think people...
Really?
I think people will just keep buying because they're like, I like Disney stuff, but they don't actually watch it.
Yeah. If they keep doing original stuff, it might...
Like what?
I don't know.
Like their original stuff.
TV show.
They need to drop this releasing shit weekly and do binge.
I like the weekly uploads.
I don't. It's totally like they have everything done. They literally are doing that so you don't unsubscribe.
I like it.
I know.
It gives me something to look forward to.
Cause like,
and it's more exciting because like, oh, the new episode's out.
And then when it's shit, you're like, man, I waited a week for dog shit. As to where if you binged it, you've been like, well, I guess I got more time. I'm going to watch something else now.
I haven't had any poopy episodes yet.
It'll happen.
We'll see.
I've been watching Titans season 2.
Hey, you want to talk about dog shit TV shows?
Dude, it is so bad. Okay, it's so weird with that show. There are some episodes that are fucking awesome. Like the best DC stuff I've ever seen. But then, like, that episodes like that'll happen, and then, like, the next one will be.
Did they change directors?
Huh?
Did they change directors?
I don't know what the direction is, but they added characters. So the first season was like, it's the original Teen Titans cast from the old show, except for Cyborg. Actually, Cyborg was actors? In it at some point. No.
Just like, the characters.
So it's like Starfire, Raven, okay. Robin, Beast Boy. Sorry. But that doesn't work anymore, I feel, unless you're gonna continue that specific story. No one can write those characters that good anymore, I feel. God damn it.
Do you need some water?
Maybe in the break. But in season two, they added a lot more characters to do more with. So Superboy is like one of the main focuses, and every time he's on screen, it's awesome. They cast him so good, and everything about what he does is interesting. And they have him interact with Beast Boy, and that stuff's really fun. But that's like a third of it. The rest is this inner gossip shit with like the female characters and Robin. And
oh my Bruce, God, Robin's so hot.
The guy that plays Bruce Wayne's really good.
Bruce Wayne?
Yeah, but
Batman's
he,
in it.
Mm-hmm. He's like, so. Who cares about spoilers? I feel like no one's really watching
Nobody's
that show.
Nobody wants this.
But there's a moment where like shit went really south with everybody, and all of a sudden everyone started to get like these visions or started seeing shit on TV that made him want to go to this diner, and it turns out it was Bruce Wayne doing all of it, and it totally was like daddy mode when he got there. Whoever that guy is plays him so well, because it's like he's got this presence of he knows what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's the only thing anyone will be paying attention to.
Does he suit up, though?
He does it, but he does combat. So, like, Dick Grayson has these, like, he's got him in his head. So, and the guy that plays Dick Grayson's good, too.
Do you think they'll show the transfer into Nightwing?
Yeah, I think that's the big reveal for this
I would be excited about that.
He's a very good Dick Grayson. Like, and the female characters are cool. I don't want to get it wrong. They're not. It's their, when they're together, they're awesome. When they're actually a team, but they're not. And I think it's a budgetary thing of like, we don't have the money to do these action set pieces, so we're splitting everybody up.
Just so are you saying when Robin says, fuck Batman, he's basically saying, you're not my real dad?
Yeah. And it, there's other things like that too. When they swear, it's always cheesy. There's two characters that do it a lot, and they're probably the two worst characters.
Everybody go watch You're Not My Real Dad, the TV show.
I skipped season one, and it's not hard to follow. I totally get where season two is going. So my advice to you would be wait for the full season two to drop. Watch just season two and literally skip any episode you get bored with. You won't get lost. It's not a complicated show. I'm in it now. Like, I care about where some of this stuff is going. It kind of pisses me off. There are things... I'll just spoil it, because you're never going to watch it. And anyone here, if you'll want to end this episode if you care about Titan spoilers. So Beast Boy literally fucking murders people at the end of one of the episodes. They, like, took his brain out. And, like... Have you ever heard of a trigger in, like, comic books? So, like, they'll say a phrase or something, and he'll become, like, a Russian agent or something.
Okay.
He's not Russian, but, like...
Like he's hypnotized?
Yeah, kinda. And he becomes, like, a tiger, and will attack whatever's close to him if they play this song. And literally, like, they have him where he's standing there, like, just asking about going home and stuff, and there's this nurse that comes in and, like, talks to him, and they play the music, and he brutally murders... It's like a horror scene. Like, brutally murders her and, like, eats her arm off. And she's, like, banging on the window with her severed arm, like, trying to get out. And he, like, bites down on her neck and rips her head off. You can, like, hear it. And I was like, whoa. And it's, like, not a edgy Beast Boy, too. It's a very much, like, Captain America, like, I want to do the right thing. I'm a good boy, Beast Boy. But they play that song, and he gives a look and turns into a tiger and just eats her to death. And it was so... It's stuff like that that's like kind of cool, but also I don't know how you come back from that. Also, Dick Grayson goes to a prison at some point and like helps certain prisoners escape because they're in there for deportation. So, and I think that they mentioned like a sacred like bird hero that the like Mexican people all believe in that'll save them when they're trying to leave the prison. And I think that's like him getting the idea for Nightwing, and he's already started like taking police batons and using those and stuff. So, because there's another Robin in the show, it's that Jason Todd guy that becomes Red Hood. He sucks. I hate him. he's the edgy one.
So it's like that Arrow show.
Yes.
I see now.
But Superboy is so cool because he's like the fish out of water because he was literally born in a lab. So he doesn't know what things mean and he doesn't understand context.
Like Homelander.
No, not like Homelander. Homelander had like specific goals. Superboy doesn't really have any goals. He kind of just goes where people tell him to go. Like this girl was getting robbed and he stopped it and he wanted a Superman shirt that he saw. And she was like, he was trying to take my money like after he had saved her. And he's like, you got money? And like came up on her like this. And she was like, yeah, yeah, you can have it. And he's like, oh, cool, thanks. And like took her purse and left because he didn't understand that like that was the whole beef in the first place. So it's pretty cool. They gave him flight though. So I don't know.
Does he not have flight in the books?
Not always. I don't know if you've heard of Young Justice, but they like nerf him to make him more interesting. That way he's not Superman.
Oh.
He's got limitations. So that's enough of Titan talk.
Fuck Batman.
Here, I'm going to find that before we head out. And we'll go to the next episode. That way you all can know what we're referencing.
So
it's like one of the first scenes in the whole show.
Would you rate that higher than Disney Plus?
A DC? I think they're very similar. I think DC has like a lot of stuff. Like if you like DC stuff, there's obviously like the Superman movies, all the cartoons you could go watch, but you never actually watch them. You never actually sit down and watch them. But they have some originals, but there's not a lot. Just like Disney, there's not a lot of originals. Even then, you're still not. Here, I'm going to pull this up. It is like the first thing that showed up.
The hell was that?
I don't know.
Don't like it when your man takes off his ring?
Nope.
Man, some of the commercials are cringe town.
Don't like it when your man takes off his ring?
Oh, well, hold on. I missed it. I just want to go. Somebody give me a timestamp. Ah, there's none. This only has like two views. Never mind. He says fuck Batman. That's the end. Bye bye.
Subscribe to our new subscription service, Beast 2 Plus.
Beast 2 Plus. You
we'll
get
pay
one
you
original.
$50 a week.
Just to watch stuff you already have access to.
Bye.